passing by, just around 11 o'clock.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a sweltering upper Midwest, 93, here in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, world headquarters, Devil Radio, looking out at University Avenue. I'm looking for the heat waves coming off. How's it in the Shaw, Fancy?
Cooking, buddy. It's cooking.
Is it warm?
We're setting records every day here in Wisconsin, all over the place. I think five or six places on Wednesday set record lows.
Don't call it global warming.
Oh no, it's just a temporary setback forever.
Just call it weather. That's what Ron Johnson would call it. Got Evan here, as mentioned, screening your calls. You can be a part. Air your Friday grievances, because I got a lot of guests. I got Bill Press coming in like 10 minutes. And then after that, I got Jim Santel in the 4 o'clock happy hour. And Dominic joins and Maggie Dawn joins in the happier happy hour. So, man, a stuff show. Just got to mail it in from here to there. So here is the, you know, I'm looking at the Zoom screen. We visually, we're all in different rooms, although some of us in the same location. But visually, I'm like the middle of the Zoom. You know, I got Evan above me. I got Fancy Brand below me. I'm like the bologna and the crudy sandwich or something here. The devil sandwich. I'm like the Oreo, the double stuff in the middle. Oh, yeah, raise the roof, fella. You know, I feel like I'm on, what was that, Hollywood Squares?
Hollywood Squares, you know, go Jim J. Bullock for the block, a little bit. Maybe I'll go to Shadow Stevens.
Let me talk briefly about some backyard politics, craziness, conspiracy theories right here in the backyard, Wisconsin. Michael Gableman, we've talked about the corrupted former Supreme Court justice, the special sauce prosecutor, cyber ninja in training. Michael Gableman backs away from talk of election decertification, at least according to Republican leaders, Patrick Marley and Molly Beck. Lay off. We've got our convention next Friday. Did I mention the Republicans coming to my backyard next Friday? The state Republicans, Wisconsin state Republicans, they'll be at the Marriott Middleton. How could I not go down the road and see the fine boys and girls? I hear CJ is going to be there. Well, that's worth the price of admission. So anyways, let's talk about Gableman for just a minute. Former state Supreme Court corrupted Justice Michael Gableman urged Wisconsin lawmakers in March to strongly consider rescinding the state's electoral votes for President Joe Biden, an idea that scholars called legally preposterous. Legally preposterous.
Ludicrous speed, go!
On Tuesday, he presented a different view to Republicans who run the assembly while claiming he had not reversed himself, according to those who met with him. No flip-flop. You know, just renew the contract, please. They cut him down to half pay, right? He doesn't have to do anything, but now he's only getting paid half.
It's only $5,500 a month. I mean, who can possibly do anything on that?
Not I, said the fly. Asked if he had heard Gableman say that the state legislature could not decertify the 2020 election, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester said, "We just talked about it in front of our entire leadership team," where he basically said that, my emphasis, basically said that, Assembly Majority Leader Jim Stenicki, he's outbound, I don't have to learn your name, mullet man, of Kaukauna concurred with Voss's account. Assembly Republicans hired Gableman at taxpayer expense. That's the greatest part. They made this decision on your and I behalf, Fancy Brian. Hired him at taxpayer expense last summer to look into Biden's victory over Donald Trump. Recounts and court rulings have confirmed Biden's win, and independent reviews have found no sign of significant fraud. But Gableman has argued the election was flawed. That's not what he argued precisely. He called it rigged. In March, Gabelman drew national attention when he presented a report to the Assembly Elections Committee and declared, "I believe the legislature ought to take a very hard look at the option of decertification," or as it was called prior, the legally preposterous option of decertification. He argued there were significant grounds for doing so. Even his boss, Steinecke, and experts on the left and the right said the notion was legally impossible, or preposterous, one might say.
We all should be able to fly. Well, we can't. Well, when we're flying, we should do this. You can't fly. Well, when I'm flying.
Well, the Icarus that is Gabelman, he's flying a little too close to the sun, getting all sweaty, and I think the wax is melting on his wings. A little bit more here. In the report, Gabelman wrote that it is clear that Wisconsin's legislature could lawfully take steps to decertify electors in any presidential election. Elections that are deemed to have violated state laws are both void and voidable. Reminds me of the Noid guy. This guy reminds me of the Noid. He has about as much credibility on the topic. Nonpartisan lawyers for the legislature have previously determined elections cannot be decertified. That's why it's preposterous, Gabelman. And called their logic, Gabelman called their logic, you know, the legislative council, because he was a Supreme Court justice. So, you know, he's a bigger fish, or at least he was, but he didn't think he'd win re-election because he was corrupt and everybody knew it. But he called, you know, their determination that you couldn't decertify, called it defective. Defective. I think there's something wrong with that boy. Something very, very wrong. One more quote. "However, this action would not, on its own, have any other legal consequence under state or federal law. It would not, for example, change who the current president is. No, but it would start the dominoes. That was the theory." Come back with us. Fine guest from here forward. Starting with Bill Press, pundit, podcaster, Friday friend of the Devils. Friday the 13th, man. You know, it's almost the weekend. We'll get there together.
What's with you, man? Come on!
Shame on you.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
You fool!